If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a popular sandwich is being recalled. After some shocking news about Aretha Franklin's estate, we discuss the importance of having a will. And Drake makes this little girl's dream come true.
Oh my God!
Just for a moment, picture your dream home. A survey by Homes.com has revealed what that looks like for most Americans. In part, the average dream home was just over 2,700 square feet, had four bedrooms, three baths, a two-car garage, hardwood floors, and a balcony or deck to enjoy the view. Dreams don't come cheap, though. The average dream home adds up to about $879,000. And it's not one size fits all. Dreams differed across generations. Millennials dreamt big, 4,000 to 5,000 square foot homes, or penthouses in cities like Miami or Austin that mix suburban and city living. Inside, they imagine libraries, elevators, hidden rooms, movie theaters, and wine cellars. Baby boomers were more traditional, preferring comfortable beach houses under 2,000 square feet. They dreamt about walk-in closets, storage, plenty of windows, and most of all, the kitchen. Both generations did prefer Earth, unlike 1% of those surveyed who said they wanted to live on another planet. Primo turkey and cheese sandwiches are being recalled for fear of listeria, which can be fatal. The pre-made sandwiches are sold in 11 states across the country and carry an enjoy-by date of August 31st. And Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer is keeping his job. He was handed down a three-game suspension and a six-week pay cut for the way he handled a domestic violence allegation made against his former assistant coach, Zach Smith. And Ben Affleck is back in rehab for the third time. His ex, Jennifer Garner, reportedly staged an intervention at his Pacific Palisades home this week. She then took him to a live-in treatment facility in Malibu, where he'll get help for an extended period of time. And finally, Serena Williams complimented a little girl on her necklace, and her reaction is priceless.
Yeah, I wore this for you.
I think I'd probably make that same face. I mean, it's Serena. Okay, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, there's another data breach in the news.
That's right, Kristen. More bad news for Facebook and its users. The embattled social media company warning 4 million users that an app called My Personality may have mishandled their personal data and shared that information with researchers. You think your teenager uses their phone too much? Well, it turns out the teenagers agree with you. A new survey by Pew Research learned that more than half of all teenagers think they use their phone too much. Of those polled, around 25% reported feeling anxious, lonely, and upset when they were separated from their phones. And Hollywood heartthrob George Clooney soaring to the top of the highest paid actor list. But it isn't for a blockbuster hits. He hasn't starred in a Hollywood movie since 2016. It's thanks largely to the sale of his tequila company. Clooney earned an estimated $239 million over the last year.
So which actor came in second?
Well, that's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, of course, coming in second with an estimated $124 million thanks to hits like Jumanji.
$124 million? Still pretty good. Thanks, Nicole. A Tennessee funeral home is making headlines for its addition of a unique grief counselor. Therapy dog Lexi Joe is helping people there cope with the loss of a loved one. Veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell is here with more. Dr. Campbell, I think this is a great idea, and it's actually a growing trend nationwide.
That's right, Kristen. Lexi Joe is undergoing training to become a grief therapy dog, which she will complete in the next year. Petting a therapy dog increases serotonin and dopamine levels in our brain. That's important because that increase in those hormones improves our mood, it lowers stress, anxiety, and depression. But what's even more remarkable is dogs seem to be able to tell when humans are in emotional stress. A recent study actually found that they have the ability to sense when people may be down and give them seemingly unconditional love.
So what kind of training goes into preparing a dog to be a therapy dog?
Well, Kristen, there's various organizations that have different programs to certify a dog, and one of those organizations is the Alliance of Therapy Dogs. This group has a three-step process. First, the dog has to be friendly and at least 1 year of age. It can be any breed or mix. Second, an observer will test the owner and their dog. The observer is really looking for a dog's good manners, demeanor, and will judge the owner's handling skills. Then third, the observer will watch the owner and the dog during three visits with residents at medical facilities. If these visits are successful, the last step is submitting the final paperwork and receiving a certificate showing the dog has passed all the required tests.
Great information, Dr. Courtney Campbell, thank you. Aretha Franklin passed away earlier this month, and now a new report claims the Queen of Soul left behind an estimated net worth of $80 million, but no will. We have attorney and legal analyst Annalise Getz with us today to talk about this. Annalise, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is crazy to me. How does this happen, and what does this mean specifically for her estate?
In any state in the country, if you die without a will, then state law governs. In Michigan, she will now have her estate split equally amongst her children.
Okay, this is fascinating to me because I have two young kids. What should we do to ensure that our will is taken care of?
Well, we want to update our will every 10 years, but the exception for that is if you have any major life event. So if it is a death, a divorce, having children, this is the vehicle that tells the court, I want my kids to live with, be taken care of by, so that there's no questions when someone passes away who takes the children.
Okay, so what should we take into account when choosing an executor?
This is a tough job, so you want to pick someone that is well organized and someone that's generally a neutral party. An important thing to always keep in mind when you're talking about having a will and going through that process is it's very simple. You can do it on LegalZoom. Make sure that you follow the directions. In this day and age, there's no excuse not to have a will, and it's a gift for your loved ones. Don't look at it as doom and gloom. Look at it as an act of love and legacy.
It's not something anyone wants to think about, but you're saying it's important. We need to think about it and do something about it.
Life is all about perspective, and yeah. Look at it as your legacy. Don't look at it as something that's sad and depressing.
I love that. Annalise, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's move on now. Oprah has given away a lot of stuff, houses, cars, vacations. Now she wants people to enjoy pizza without all the guilt. The media mogul launched a new line of frozen foods, which includes pizza with a crust that's made partly out of cauliflower. The brand is called Oh, That's Good. And Oprah released a statement saying it's a way to add a nutritious twist to her favorite foods. Along with pizza, there are four other foods in the new lineup, which feature vegetables added to classic dishes. The frozen meals are in the grocery stores this week, 1 year after Oprah announced she was launching a brand focused on refrigerated healthy foods. Oprah recently invested in restaurant chain True Food Kitchen and Weight Watchers, so it looks like the queen of media is now transitioning to become the queen of healthy food. Well, it's touted by some tech giants and politicians. Now, universal basic income will face its first big test in the U.S., starting in February, Stockton, California will launch the SEED pilot program. Expected to last 18 months, the trial guarantees certain residents $500 a month. There are no restrictions on spending the money, all privately donated, and participants are not required to work to earn it. Some have accused the city of irresponsible spending, but Mayor Michael Tubbs says it's an opportunity to help hardworking people. Eligible residents must be at least 18 years old and live in neighborhoods with average incomes below $46,033. From a randomly selected pool of 1,000 eligible residents, an algorithm will select 100 participants. Researchers will then monitor recipients to see how the extra cash impacts financial security, civic engagement, and wellness. Basic income efforts have previously been tested in Canada and Finland. As the new school year begins, one tough aspect for teachers can be understanding the current slang teens use. So some Philadelphia students are turning the tables and giving the teachers a lesson. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us with more. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, these are two young men who came up with this idea, and the idea ended up in the official teacher's handbook in the school district of Philadelphia. Here's the idea. So let's say a new teacher has come into the community. They don't know the slang the kids use here in Philadelphia. So the guys put together a list that's now in the handbook of terms like jawn, J-A-W-N, which is slang that we use around here.
We can't just expect a teacher to come into a Philly classroom and just know what these kids are talking about. They need to understand the words that are coming out of their mouth. They need to understand the vocabulary and the environment they're about to be thrown into for their first year.
Oh, and by the way, jawn, I guess, well, could stand for just about anything. It's too difficult to explain some of the time, Kristen. But the teachers actually like this idea. They feel like they're closer with their students.
And I bet that leads to better outcomes in the classroom, too. Thanks, Mike. Did you know women spend an average of 90 minutes every week blow-drying their hair? That's almost 80 hours a year, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a Brilliance New York Pro Dryer 3600 at a special 72% discount. This isn't your average hair dryer. It features a high-torque, salon-grade motor that reduces drying time by almost 70%. A built-in ionic generator releases hundreds of millions of negative ions that lock in moisture and protect your hair. The Pro Dryer 3600 uses tourmaline technology to provide even heat distribution and eliminate frizz, leaving your hair healthy and smooth. It's extremely lightweight and comes with two concentrator nozzles and a diffuser attachment. Plus, there's a special plug that helps prevent overheating. The Brilliance New York Pro Dry 3600 retails for $140. But today you can buy it for just $39. That's a 72% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 9 Minneapolis, Hearts and Hammers is an organization that's dedicated to helping veterans, the elderly, and the disabled lead independent lives. More than 500 volunteers spread out across the greater Minneapolis-St. Paul area to do home repairs. The rehabs could be anything from yard work to house painting, and the goal is to help people live in their homes with more dignity and pride. And Navy veteran Howard Miller said he was extremely grateful for the support.
Oh, it's just unbelievable for somebody to take in the time.
In our second story from Fox 2 Detroit, the Greater Grace Temple recently held its annual Back to School Festival. They gave away over 1,000 free backpacks filled with school supplies to kids throughout the Detroit area. There were free haircuts, immunizations, and even an eye doctor on hand to get the kids ready for the new school year. But the event was also about having fun. There were carnival rides, arts and crafts, storytellers, and live music. And the goal was to get kids and their parents excited about learning. And in our final story from Fox 26 Houston, one couple in Tomball, Texas, is celebrating 73 years of marriage. Al Kasparis married Nell when he was 19 and she was 16, and they never looked back. Now Al is 92 and Nell is 89, and they're just as happy now as when they were teenagers.
I love you.
I love you.
And they said the secret to their wedded bliss is simple, beginning and ending every day with a kiss. Peer-to-peer payment systems are a cheap and often instant way to exchange money digitally. But there are also some risks you may not know about. Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas is here to explain what these are. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. For folks who are not familiar with these systems, this is the digital equivalent of handing somebody a couple of bucks, maybe to split the check or you forgot your wallet. But there are some risks here. Most importantly, that most of these apps do not default to the highest security settings, meaning they can be used without a password, PIN, or fingerprint. Here's an even bigger issue. If you misdirect funds to somebody, there's no way to cancel a payment, and most of these companies will not step in to help you get that money back. Even if you're exploited by a scammer, there are no laws that require peer-to-peer payment services to help return or recover that money.
Okay, so Steve, how can users protect themselves?
The first thing I want you to do is check out those settings and opt in at the very least for a PIN or password. Remember, without it, anybody who accesses your phone can send as much money to anybody that they want, and the chances of you getting it back are slim to none. And finally, of course, send money to only people that you know. And something I like to do, make sure that you keep those settings private for your transactions so people can't track what you're up to.
All great advice. Thanks, Steve. Drake's In My Feelings challenge captivated the internet, but it was an 11-year-old girl from Chicago that caught the rapper's eye. Sophia Sanchez has been in the hospital awaiting a heart transplant, and video of her doing the In My Feelings challenge while hooked up to her IV pump went viral. Knowing Drake had a show in Chicago, Sophia took the opportunity to ask him to stop by the hospital for her birthday. And then this happened.
You asked me to come, I'm here.
So I'm in the Lori Surgeon's Hospital, and look who came to surprise me.
Just for you, my dear.
Drake.
Drake took a photo with Sophia and put it on his Instagram with the caption, "Me and my love, Sophia," talking about Bieber and owls and basketball. The smallest gesture from a celebrity really can mean the world to someone. The average Russian blue cat weighs 7 to 10 pounds. Well, this one is a little extra. Bruno is 25 pounds. He has extra toes. He meows a lot. And there's something else. Bruno can stand on two legs. Bruno became an online sensation when he was put up for adoption. The Right Way shelter in Illinois wrote he was too cool to be homeless. But the shelter also mentioned that Bruno has some requirements. He likes to be pet on his head and spine, but not his tummy. He needs to be pet while eating, and he will meow and stare until you do. His water has to be kept in a different room than his food. Hundreds of people from all over the world applied to adopt Bruno, but there could only be one. Lauren Paris sent in a letter of intent, a recommendation from her boss, video of her apartment, and an original song. Well, it worked. Paris says she's elated to give Bruno a forever home. She's also given him an Instagram account. You can follow his adventures at the Bruno Bartlett, where he has over 12,000 followers, which means Grumpy Cat better watch out. It looks like we've got a new feline viral sensation. We're always looking for easy family meals to prepare. And our friend, Hollywood chef Paul McCullough, is here to help us out.
Hey, Kristen. So I have four versatile ingredients that adapt for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, I love it. The four. I'm guessing one of them's onion. Am I right?
You could add onion, but it's turkey sausage, spinach, feta, and tomato.
I love it. Okay, how about breakfast?
Breakfast, take those ingredients, and everyone has some eggs, so mix it with some eggs.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Totally easy, and fast.
Okay, well, how about lunch?
Lunch, form those together into a little patty and make a slider, because kids love sliders, right?
Yes, kids and big kids.
I love kids.
Myself included, yes. Right? And lastly, dinner. Now, I'm thinking maybe just like a stir fry?
You could do stir fry, totally. Or everyone has pasta in the cupboard, right? So
yes.
Boil up some pasta, mix in those ingredients, you have a healthy, hearty meal for dinner.
Okay, now I'm gonna call these the Fab Four.
Okay, adaptable ingredients for any meal.
I love it, thanks Chef Paul. All right, Facebook has begun assigning a reputation score to its users. Not much is publicly known about the new rating system, which gives users a score between 0 and 1. The company developed the system over the past year to help them spot fake accounts and bad actors on its platform. Facebook largely relies on users to report posts they believe to be untrue. The new trustworthiness score is meant to help them identify which users are truly reporting false news and which ones might be flagging a story as false just because they disagree with it. It's unclear what comprises a user's score or if all users even have one. And Facebook says it's being purposely opaque. They don't want to go into more detail because they don't want to tip off bad actors who might try to work around Facebook's new algorithms. The news of the reputation score comes on the heels of Facebook's announcement that it took down more than 600 fake accounts believed to be part of an international misinformation campaign. Facebook continues to grapple with how to deal with bad actors misusing its platform, which has more than 2 billion monthly active users. Well, a new kind of sponge is designed to clean up oil spills. Researchers have completed a successful test of the Oleo sponge off the coast of California. The invention was able to collect oil from the water near a natural oil seep. The project was invented by the Department of Energy's Argonne Laboratory. It's made from polyurethane foam, similar to what's in furniture cushions. Then it gets infused with chemicals that bind with oil and reject water. When it's full, the oil can be wrung out into containers and reused. so can the sponge. One of the sponge's inventors said, despite the industry's best intentions, oil spills continue to happen, and existing cleanup methods are surprisingly inadequate. After the Deepwater Horizon explosion in 2010, about 200 million gallons of oil went into the ocean. Oil on the surface was burned, releasing about 1 million pounds of black carbon into the air. Underwater oil sank because there was no technology to capture it. The team hopes their invention will help prevent waste and avoid environmental disasters. A baby elephant at the Columbus Zoo has to leave its mother's side and join the rest of the elephant society. That means Biko has to make friends with the dominant male of the group. Here's a preview in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
Hank looks really relaxed. He seems like he's kind of anticipating what's going on.
Biko steps sideways away from Hank, showing his respect.
Biko clearly already understands what's going on right now. He's doing exactly what we want him to do right now. He's being patient. He's taking his time. Hank's already on his way over, so he's the one initiating the contact. That's what we want.
Hank makes the first move. It's the moment of truth for small Biko.
Find out what happens on Secrets of the Zoo Sunday at 10, 9 Central on Nat Geo Wild. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Americans owe over $120 billion in personal loans, and there's a surprising reason that number could be going up. Plus, we talked to an expert about creating a weight loss plan based on your personality. And one library has a novel approach to get younger readers excited about classic literature. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.